This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll play, come on. And it's not going to play. Well, let's kill that, and I'll just do it myself. How about that? With Boyd's Gun Stock, when you get one of these things, what you're doing is you're taking a weapon. Most of the time, a lot of these guys have started cutting back on how good of a stock they're going to put on the gun. So that's the only place they can save any money. A lot of them are going to polymer. They're going to plastic. And Boyd's likes wood. And they like to shape the wood. And they like to shape the wood in an ergonomically, in an ergonomic way that makes sense for you to hang on to that. The interface between you and the weapon. So, that's why I say go to BoydsGunStocks.com. Let's find out why that didn't play. Did it mute itself? No, it didn't mute itself. Why? Oh. I know why. Okay. All right. We'll fix that. In the next go-around, we'll fix that. Yes. Yes, we will. Now then. I'm going to start with a very basic premise here. If you are a healthy, law-abiding American citizen, you should own and be proficient with effective firearms and have sufficient ammunition on hand to act to defend yourself, your family, your community, and your constitution. That's what a free people would do. Of course, it's the people who don't have those tools backed up by the random goofy vet who tweets pics of himself turning in his personal weapons to baffled and embarrassed law enforcement officers who want to take your firearms from you. And this presents certain practical difficulties when push comes to shove. You think that's crazy talk? You think nobody really wants to take your guns, my guns? Is that what you think? Yeah? Stop. Should I stop talking like this because it's crazy for me to talk like this? And that sign that the weirdo at the March for Fewer Rights is holding that says Harry Potter would ban assault weapons. You're asking what sign? This is just about common sense gun regulation, not gun control. All the speakers wanting to ban guns, and I misheard him, of course. And now Justice McCryptkeeper has an op-ed in the New York Times called Repeal the Second Amendment. That's where they get mad because now he's gone off message. Chris Cuomo was going, what op-ed? No one wants to repeal the Second Amendment. Seriously, no one wants to take your guns. There's nothing behind the curtain. Are you going to believe your own lying eyes and ears? Yeah, we are, leftists, because if leftists propose to gaslight us to make us think we're insane for seeing what we are looking at, then they really need to be more subtle. But subtlety is not a big thing with the teen titans of tyranny. There's a limit to how long you can tolerate having a pack of Moppet puppets and their Twitter troll teammates telling you that you have the blood of children on your hands. Spoiler alert, you don't have any blood on your hands. So here's the deal. This is something you can take. It's a very simple thing, really. You can take this and take it to the bank if you want to use the cliche. Everything the left says about guns is a lie. Every single thing. It's a lie when they scream that you can hit the guns to go drive through and buy yourself a fully semi-automatic assault machine gun with high-powered 5.56mm rounds because glorified 5.56mm rounds are high-powered on their planet, faster and quicker than you can call an Uber. It's a lie when they say an armed citizenry would be powerless in the face of a leftist government equipped with tanks and artillery and bombers, though their assumption that a leftist government would use tanks and artillery and bombers on the American people seems like a pretty good reason to have an armed citizenry in the first place. It's a lie when they say they only want to have a conversation and seek only bipartisan compromise. Foamy Marco Rubio got suckered into that grift, just like Charles Schumer suckered him into pushing amnesty, and they've been ritually disemboweling him ever since. We hear things like, bought and paid for by the NRA, he wants children murdered, blah, blah, blah. You know the score. Now, Rubio went to the CNN town hall, which seemed more like a dinner's theater staging of The Crucible, and tried to be a nice, open-minded guy, and they slaughtered him. And there's a lesson for you there. Never show these aspiring Red Guards any weakness. You see, they hate us fans of the Constitution for resisting, but at least they have to grudgingly respect that we won't roll over. But Rubio is weak, and he showed his belly, and they despise him for it. And, you know, by the way, Marco's latest mega fail is his refusal to campaign against Democrat Bill Nelson in the upcoming Senate race. If you need to find Mr. Rubio, Senator Rubio, Marco Rubio, you'll find him in his gimp box. Now, even though soft boys like Marco and his fellow submissive Frito-cons refuse to acknowledge it, the other side's goal is really quite simple. They want us disarmed. Why, you ask? They know that normal Americans are perfectly capable of safely owning all kinds of firearms. And if you slice the Democrat-run blue cities out of the statistics, and America's gun rate or gun murder rate is comparable to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood at that point, they absolutely know that, but that's not remotely the point. What they cannot abide here is us normal people being proud and free. It's that easy. It's that simple. To disarm us would forever convert us from citizens to subjects. They get that our identity is wrapped up not in our guns themselves, but in the fact that armed we have the ability to control our destiny. And if necessary, an armed citizenry can tell those who would trample our rights no. And then they can back it up with force, ample force if necessary. The left constantly sneers that we're insecure about our masculinity and we need our guns to feel like men. And leaving aside the millions of gun-owning women out there who don't seem to fit within that stupid paradigm, and the irony of the leftist doofuses opining on manhood, the left misses the point. We don't need the guns to be men. We need the guns to be free men. They yearn to see us humbled. They ache to see us made into servants. And the fact that we defy them is bad enough, but they cannot tolerate that we maintain our dignity. The dignity of a citizen that comes with having say in your own governance, exercising your rights with neither apology nor limitation, and that we maintain our dignity in the face of their hatred and contempt. They want us disarmed because they also want us disenfranchised, discouraged, and no longer disobedient. They want us broken. But they can't break us, even if they had the votes to overturn our constitutional rights. Do you think they would stop at the Second Amendment and not move on to the First? And the fact that a bunch of aspiring dictators erased the words from the parchment means nothing. Our rights preceded the parchment. The paper didn't grant us anything. It just acknowledged it. The government did not grant them. The government cannot take them away. And every American was endowed with those rights by his creator, not by government. We were not created by the government. And as long as we have the will to defend our rights, no collection of creeps is ever going to take them away from us, as long as we have that will. Now, I'm very much a realist. I know if things really get sideways, that not everybody who is a gun owner is going to stand up and fight for our rights. But I do know that everybody that stands up and fights for our rights will be a gun owner. So that's why I want more of them. That's why I want those of you who are gun owners to get a little active in your political life and, you know, maybe keep us from having to go that way. If we were to send a clear enough, loud enough political message, they might go move on to something else. I doubt it, but it's worth thinking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, let's see if this will actually happen. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, millions of Americans woke up Tuesday morning to a shocking bit of news. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is still alive. That would have been one of those Jeopardy questions I would have gotten wrong. And just as shocking was that the 97-year-old retired justice penned, or maybe quilled, I don't know, an op-ed in the New York Times calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. I don't begrudge Stevens his opinion. He's entitled to it as much as anyone else. I'm just glad he no longer sits on the highest court in the land to be able to impose it on us anymore. In fact, more than not begrudging it, I sort of welcome it. It's about time the left was honest about what their true goal is. Haven't you become sort of used to the idea that the left plays Sergeant Schultz on pulling the ostrich defense when it comes to what their real objective is in regards to the right to keep and bear arms? A Politico reporter wrote, "Weird, I didn't hear anybody talk about a gun ban," in response to Senator Marco Rubio defending himself from accusations of blood on his hands and guilt over the actions of a monster. And it's easy not to hear or see anyone calling for a gun ban in your head if somewhere dark, you know, if that's where it's dark, where sound can't easily penetrate. But for the rest of us living in the real world, the leftists have been unambiguous about their intentions for years. The reason the political left hasn't gone down the road of repeal in the past is because they know that is a road that is a dead end. The 1994 Republican wave election that wrestled control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years was in large part due to gun control measures the Democrats rammed into law under Bill Clinton. The media can cite all the polls they want, even though they're all over the place. If an issue isn't one of, if not the issue that motivates someone's vote, it doesn't much matter. Many pro-life people vote for pro-choice Democrats because there are issues more important to them. Just as many people would support the idea of amnesty for illegal aliens, but vote for Republicans because they care about other issues more. But as evidenced by the 1994 sweep, messing with the Second Amendment motivates people to vote. With all of the demonizing of the inanimate object over the human being who used it for evil, not just this past weekend where guns and lawful people who've never used them to harm anyone were smeared from the stage and the guilty were absolved through omission, if their message was going to penetrate the public, that would have happened by now. But even the Washington Post, no fan of the Second Amendment, found only 21% support for repeal. Naturally, being the Post, they framed it as 1 in 5 Americans wants the Second Amendment to be repealed rather than 4 in 5 opposed repealing the Second Amendment. You know, half empty, half full. But 1 out of 5 Americans supporting the wholesale repeal of a constitutional amendment is shockingly high. If you don't think about how many people vote for Democrats, who basically exist as a party to ignore or flagrantly misinterpret the Constitution. 1/3 of colonists supported England during the Revolution. So maybe we are moving in the right direction. Now, all jokes aside, the willingness of the left to at least acknowledge that the Second Amendment does protect an individual's right to keep and bear arms is a new and good development, even if it's only because ignoring it or reinterpreting it is no longer a viable option. Now, what Stevens admitted, though he disagreed with it, is that the D.C. versus Heller case cut off most of the other options the left prefers to diminish individual rights protected by the Constitution. The only solution left to them with any teeth is repeal. And the beauty of that reality is it simply is not going to happen. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. It's not going to happen in your kid's lifetime. And it's probably not going to happen in their kid's lifetime. Because it is a daunting task to just have an amendment. I mean, it's a daunting task. Aside from the 2/3 majority of both houses of Congress, 3/4 of states would have to concur. And if you look at this map of the United States, can you pick more than a baker's dozen who might support such a move?
That's because there isn't that many that would.
The wonderful thing about the discussion among the leftist intelligentsia Stephen started is at least this has left talking about changing the Constitution through the constitutionally prescribed method, which is the amendment process. And that's new and refreshing to hear them admit there is one and it matters. Usually they like to chip away at the edges of our founding document, eroding individual liberty a little bit here, a little bit there through the courts, regulations, lawsuits for decades. Now they're on record admitting the Constitution, the Constitution protects our right to keep and bear arms. And they need an unimaginable sweeping wave across the country to strip away that protection. That might not seem like much, but for the left, it is a major concession. So for that reason, I say to the left, try. Please try. Start the movement. Start the repeal of the Second Amendment movement. Come out of the closet. Reveal to all of America, not to me. I know who you are. I know what you want. Repeat, show yourself to the rest of America. Explain to them how making them defenseless is better for their public safety. Please, please do that. I want you to introduce an amendment to repeal the Second Amendment so even the obtuse reporters can finally see what they refuse to see. And also so that the silent majority can, too, and will be motivated to the polls to come, November, because Lord knows Republicans could use that. I've never seen a group of people who profess to be in something as a profession get out there and do so much to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Never, ever, ever, ever. But go for it, leftists, by all means. Have at it. I think you should. I think you should go for repeal. Be honest once. Don't play this game of, conflation or anything else. Try, anyway. Whatever you do, though, have at it. Because I'm tired of the disingenuousness. I'm tired of it. I'm ready for you to be honest with the American people once. And then when you lay out your case and you're trying to, justify this and justify that, I won't have to say too much at that point. I'll just be sitting back going, uh-huh, I told you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Honor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Boyd's, where right now we've got a new experiment coming up. I've got the Scout Rifle, which already has the Boyd's At One stock on it. And very shortly, I've got another stock, I think, inbound. And when that one gets here, we're going to try those two out on the gun and make a determination which one is the better one. And then, once I've made that determination, I'm heading up to hang out with Andy Langlois of Andy's Leathers, who is a scout rifle impresario, and see which one he likes the best as well. But to get that ergonomic goodness, you got to go to boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. I saw this, and this just made me laugh. One thing out there that could cause the gun control movement to get a face full of buckshot from their own side is identity politics. And believe it or not, it could be rearing its head in this debate, as some are asking whether the anti-gun movement, if it's too white, Post, which was published on BBC, also wondered if March for Our Lives growth was so explosive because of the socioeconomic background of its leaders. Coming from the BBC, protesters are being accused of hypocrisy as some ask why they didn't turn out for the Black Lives Matter movement, which was set up in 2013 to end police violence against black people and highlight the impact of gun violence in ethnic minority communities. In 2016, more than 52% of murder victims, 73% killed by guns in America, were black, even though black people make up 13% of the population. Frank Puddles tweeted, "Where were you all when black people were getting shot, though? If gun control doesn't include police and your protesting doesn't include innocent black people, I don't want it." Some critics suggested that Never Again has attracted so much attention because of the race and economic background of its founders, who were students at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The Never Again movement has been spearheaded by white teens, and that's why it's garnered so much attention, tweeted at Gideon's on vid. At Gideon's vid, excuse me. BBC did add that David Hogg, one of the leaders of the new movement for gun laws after the horrific shooting, said that students of color have not received the same platform as he in this discussion. Now, if I were a leftist, I would say that Black Lives Matter did get a lot of media attention. Now, March of Our Lives is getting a lot of media attention. So instead of whining about where were these kids when BLM was riding high, why wouldn't they unite? But that's not the case with progressivism. The problem with progressivism is you always have all of these victims. They get told they're victims. And when another victim group rolls up and may make the initial victim group look not as victim-like, then that's an issue because, you know, who's the bigger victim? So they can't move on until they spout some crazy pseudo-intellectual nonsense. And if you don't agree, they destroy you. To be honest, there are areas where Black Lives Matter is not radical. Bad cops do need to be held to account. Police brutality shouldn't be treated with such a blasé attitude as sometimes seen on the right. And yes, the cop who shot and killed Philando Castile in Minnesota probably should have been convicted of manslaughter. Yet, how often does that happen in this country? As big as this country is, how often are there, you know, I would say the percentage of cops that are bad are the same percentage that would be bad in the general population, which is a blip. But I digress. When they become emotionally triggered about racial composition instead of focusing on the issue, that's obviously uniting both camps is what you get. You know, this is what you're going to get with identity politics. Rigid tribalism to the point where no unity can be found. Ever. And I doubt this will eat the movement from within. Same folks who want to shred the Bill of Rights have just hopped onto another train to voice our opposition to the Second Amendment. And at the same time, it shows how American leftism is easily fractured under the toxic cloud of ID politics. Is the gun control movement too white? I don't know. And I don't care. I care about the issue that these people have rallied around and what they want. Who cares about skin color if they all want to confiscate firearms and shred the Constitution? To me, they all become just silhouettes. Sorry, leftists. I swore to protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Sorry, leftists. Right now, what's coming from the mouths of the progressives, and it doesn't matter if they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, etc., plaid, beige, it doesn't matter. It's downright terrifying. And if they decide to, should I use the term? I guess I could. Should they decide to go operational, I guess they're going to have to be dealt with. Sorry, leftists. Now, I've got this thing coming up. In the time remaining, I want to tell you about it. It's basically just going to be a YouTube channel. It will still remain when, the other YouTube channels fall, simply because it's going to be completely, completely non-controversial. And it's going to be called Salty by 60. Now, I'm going to be 57 next year. And in the next 3 years, since I found a few things about myself health-wise, I'm kind of thinking, okay, the gates are wide open. Let's go. So I'm going to go. And I'm going to work on everything to get in the best shape I can. And one thing that I have realized is that a lot of us in my age demographic, the big problem for us is getting to feeling good enough to where we will get up and actually do something. That's the issue. We don't feel good enough to actually get up and do anything. So to that end, I'm looking for things to do and ways to get that done to where we feel like getting up and going out and doing something. So there's a couple of things, and the first thing I want to mention is I discovered this thing called Recovery Textile. There are quite a few companies that actually have this. You've heard of some of the name brands like Under Armour. I'm going to partner up with Elevate. And to that end, right now I've got sheets, got socks, and I'm going to have shirts. Okay? Now, recovery textile is textile that is infused. And this infusion is something that went, like when you sleep, the sheets are ingenious, because if you sleep, you're going to be laying under these sheets that are infused, and you're going to get the full benefit all night long. And they work. They are so very nice. It's done on sort of a molecular level. It helps if they're either bamboo or have a high polyester content to them. The bamboo stuff is really nice when it's a sheet. So I've got these bamboo sheets that are infused and been sleeping in them a little bit, and I feel better. I don't feel a lot better. If you go Elevate, if you decide to get some of this stuff that I'm going to be showing you as time goes on, I got socks, I got knee braces, and I got new sheets, and I got shirts coming. But if you decide to go that route, one, it doesn't cost any more than anything else you'd buy. It doesn't cost more than a pair of socks or a shirt or sheets. But two, this is not something you buy and then throw out your medication if you're taking it. This is something that's going to give you that extra 2 or 3%. And I'm going to find all the other things that you can do in the course of your day to add to that 2 or 3 or 4% that will get us to feeling good enough to get up and say, I will be active now. Because if we stay in motion, we're just going to stay in motion. And it's when we stop moving that I think the problem begins. But we're going to find out, right? Yeah, we are going to find out on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product.
that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, where did it go? Where did that thing go? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well,
who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Why did that happen? That shouldn't have happened. Computers, they are our friend. Okay. Americans, many quite young, attended anti-gun violence rallies across the country this past weekend. Many protesters demanded more federal common sense gun control laws. But the push for the common sense gun law lacks any common sense, or at least perspective. The protests, which were sparked by the murders of 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, were billed as a march for our lives. But according to criminologist James Allen Fox, over the last 25 years, 10 students have died each year on average in school shootings. By contrast, every year about 300 Americans are struck by lightning. Most survive, but since 2000, an average of 35 people have died each year from lightning strikes. One of their common sense proposals is to reenact the assault weapons ban. But of all homicides involving a firearm, only a small percent involve any type of rifle. Furthermore, the assault weapons ban did not achieve the objective of reducing murder and violent crime. Economist, and most people forget that that's what he is, John Lott, noted since the federal assault weapons ban expired in September 2004, murder and overall violent crime rates have fallen. In 2003, the last full year before the law expired, the U.S. murder rate was 5.7 per 100,000. By 2011, the murder rate fell to 4.7 per 100,000. One should also bear in mind that just 2.6% of all murders are committed using any type of rifle. Now, the common sense gun control activists rarely ask, what about the beneficial effect of gun ownership? Now, despite what they may be yammering about right now, back in August of 2013, they did publish a study where they examined research on the defensive uses of guns. at the behest of Barack Obama. It concluded studies that directly assessed the effect of actual gun defense use of guns, i.e. incidents in which a gun was used by the crime victim in the sense of attacking or threatening an offender, have found consistently lower injury rates among gun-using crime victims compared with victims who used other self-protective strategies. Read that to mean unarmed. They also found that defensive use of guns by crime victims is a common occurrence. Exact statistics are hard to find because the police are not always notified, so the number of defensive gun uses is likely understated because they're underreported. The CDC wrote, almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun uses by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals, with estimates of annual uses ranging from about 500,000 to more than 3 million per year, in the context of about 300,000 violent crimes involving firearms in 2008. They also noted one study of defensive gun users who believed that but for their own firearm, they would have been killed. Criminologist and researcher, ACLU member, and stone-cold Democrat Gary Kleck, using his own commission phone surveys and number extrapolation, estimates that 2.5 million Americans use guns for defensive purposes each year. 1 in 6 of that number, or 400,000, believe someone would have been dead but for their ability to resort to their defensive use of firearms. Kleck points out that if only 1/10 of the people are right about saving a life, the number of people saved annually by guns would still be 40,000. Now, for some perspective, consider the number of Americans who die each year because of medical errors. A 2016 Johns Hopkins study called medical error the third leading cause of death in the United States, accounting for about 250,000 deaths annually, or 10% of all deaths. Other studies put this number as high as 400,000 a year or more. Since medical examiners, morticians, and doctors rarely put human error or medical system failure on a death certificate. That's interesting. What about accidents that result from driving while texting or engaging in other distracting activities like playing a CD or applying makeup? I've never been in an accident due to applying makeup. 2015, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 3,477 people were killed and 391,000 were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving distracted drivers. How many Americans die each year because of opioid abuse? According to the latest estimates from the CDC, more than 50,000 died from opioid drug overdoses in 2016, 15,446 from heroin, 14,427 from prescription opioids, and 20,145 from non-methadone synthetic opioids like fentanyl. Finally, few of the demonstrators at least publicly called for the repeal of the Second Amendment. But that was on the weekend. Come Monday, former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens calls for the repeal of the Second Amendment on the grounds that it is a relic of the 18th century. He argues that only the repeal of the Second Amendment would diminish the National Rifle Association's power and influence. Stevens does not even believe that the founding fathers intended an individual right to keep and bear arms, but a repeal would require approval of 2/3 of both houses of Congress and 3/4 of the states. And I, like I said, go for it. Go for it. Good luck with that, too. So now I'm going to give you a little prediction here. When the dust settles and all of this fury wanes and it, you know, we've moved on to the next big thing, because the news will have to. Congress is not going to pass additional gun control law. It won't be because of a lack of passion, because God knows the Democrats want it bad. It will be because the common sense proposal suggested banning bump stocks and reenacting the assault weapon ban and others would do nothing to reduce firearm crime or would violate the Second Amendment. In very short language, the common sense measures don't have any common sense. Which, you know, you got to have for those common sense measures. I only find, you know, when they start talking about common sense, that really bothers me. Because common sense is it's a couple of things, but it is not knee-jerk based. And in the meantime, all of the preventative measures that could have been done with young Nicholas Kristof, none of them happened. Only one of them had to have worked, you know. Only one of them. I mean, there were people that wanted him committed. If they had committed him, he couldn't have bought a gun. Those four cops that were there, they didn't go in. How come the kids aren't mad at those four cops? My anger in this particular shooting would be directed at Nicholas Kristof and those four cops. And then the Obama administration, because those four cops were basically... Nicholas Kristof existed in school because of the Obama administration wanting to cut off the so-called school-to-prison pipeline. As if, you know, if you're of a certain age and you commit a felony, well, you should just get a pass because you're in school. Stay in school. Don't be a fool. When it actually should be, we're a fool because we're keeping you in school. So, anyway, that just, you know, common sense. I love the term. I'm waiting for the next big term. Common sense is that was a Obama term, and he's been out of office now going on 2 years, so I'm waiting to see what the next big term is going to be. We should be losing a lot of stuff from his lexicon very shortly. But we'll see. We'll see what common sense brings us. But in any event, we're about to head into the second hour and see what else we can dig up. See what else happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.